Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Right, so there's something happening in the AI agent world that most people haven't clocked yet. Everyone's building AI agents. Every pitch deck has the word agent somewhere in the first three slides. But here's the thing. They're not all building the same thing. Not even close. The market just split itself in two. And if you're building in this space, you need to know which side you're on. On one side, you've got task agents. These are the ones doing clear, repeatable work, scheduling meetings, filing expenses, triaging your inbox. The inputs are predictable. The outputs are measurable. You can put an ROI on them. They're deterministic, which is just a fancy way of saying they do what you expect them to do, every time. On the other side, reasoning agents. These are doing research, analysis, strategy work. The kind of stuff where variance is the point, where you're not looking for the same answer twice, where reliability is expensive to engineer and even harder to measure. And here's where it gets interesting. Most founders are conflating the two. They're pitching one thing and building the other, or worse, they're trying to do both. And that's a trap, because task agents, they're going to get swallowed by native features. Salesforce and Microsoft are already baking this stuff into their platforms. Once it's integrated, your standalone task agent is just overhead. The switching cost drops to zero, reasoning agents. On the other hand, they're burning cash on reliability engineering. Making a model that's creative and useful 80% of the time is easy. Making it reliable enough for production, that's where the money goes. And it doesn't scale the way you think it does. So, the founders who win, they're the ones who pick one market, own it completely, and stop pretending the other one doesn't exist. Full disclosure, I've been thinking about this all morning, because once you see the split, you can't unsee it. Okay, so moving on, let's talk about context windows, because if you're building on LLMs, you've hit this wall. Bigger context windows sound great on paper. Oh, we support 2 million tokens now, fantastic. But then you try to use them in production, and three things happen. One, the cost explodes. Two, the latency gets painful. And three, there's this thing called the lost in the middle problem. Models literally pay less attention to stuff buried in long context. You can throw everything into the prompt. But that doesn't mean the model's actually reading it. So the real question isn't how to fit everything in. It's what actually needs to be in the prompt right now. There's a travel booking platform that figured this out. They reduced their average tokens per request from 18,000 to 6,500. That's a 64% drop. And response latency went from 4.2 seconds to 2.1 seconds. Better quality, roughly the same cost. How? Four techniques. Sliding window summarization for recent conversation turns. Relevance-based retrieval for agent history, structured memory for facts that can't be lost, and context compression for large documents. Nothing fancy, just constraint forcing better design. And this is the bit that really matters. They didn't solve the problem by throwing more tokens at it. They solved it by thinking harder about what the model actually needed to see, what could be summarized, what could be retrieved on demand, what could be compressed. Constraint is a feature, not a bug. It makes you think. Worth having a conversation about with your team if you're building on LLMs. Because the instinct is always to use the biggest context window you can afford, but that's not always the right call. Right. Completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me. Researchers at the University of Tübingen just did something wild with quantum optics. They trained a transformer-based language model, yes, the same architecture that powers ChatGPT, to design quantum experiments. You give it a target quantum state. It gives you back Python code describing the experimental setup, the lasers, the beam splitters, the phase shifters, the whole thing. Out of 20 target state classes, the system produced valid construction rules for six. Four of them matched known solutions, but two were completely new, previously unknown ways to assemble entangled quantum states. Now, I wasn't expecting to care about this one, but here's why it matters. This isn't a model generating one design, it's generating entire classes of experimental blueprints. It's scaling discovery across quantum research. You're not asking it for a single solution, you're asking it for a rulebook. And that's a different kind of AI application. Not automation, not prediction, discovery. The model found construction rules that physicists hadn't published. That's not optimization, that's genuinely new knowledge. So the takeaway? Language models aren't just for language anymore, they're pattern matchers. And if you can represent your domain as a pattern, you can train a model to find new ones. Quantum optics today. What domain tomorrow? Okay, I need to talk about this Amazon-Anthropic deal. Because the numbers are wild. Amazon just invested another $5 billion in Anthropic. That's on top of the $4 billion they put in last year. So we're at $9 billion total now. But here's the bit that made me pause. Anthropic pledged to spend $100 billion on AWS over time. Let that sink in. $100 billion in cloud spending. This is circular economics at scale. Amazon gives Anthropic cash. Anthropic spends it on AWS. Amazon gets the money back, plus margin, plus lock-in. And it's not just Amazon. Microsoft's doing the same thing with OpenAI, Google with DeepMind. The infrastructure providers are becoming the AI lab's biggest investors, and the AI labs are becoming the infrastructure provider's biggest customers. It's a closed loop. Now, I'm still processing this one myself, honestly, because on the surface, it looks like a partnership. But peel it back and it's vertical integration dressed up as investment. Anthropic builds models. Amazon provides the compute. Amazon funds Anthropic. Anthropic buys compute from Amazon. The money never really leaves the building. So what does this mean for the rest of us? If you're building on someone else's infrastructure, you're building on someone else's schedule. And if that infrastructure provider is also funding your competition, well, you're not on a level playing field anymore. Something to think about for your own setup, right? Last one, and this is a developer story that I think a lot of people will relate to. A developer switched from per-token AI billing to flat-rate pricing and wrote about it. The per-token costs were unpredictable. $180 to $612 a month. Could be either. You don't know until the bill arrives. So they tried subscription with limits, $20 a month. But the anxiety didn't go away. It just changed shape. Now they were monitoring limits instead of costs. Then they switched to flat rate, $2 a month, unlimited calls within reason. And something interesting happened. They stopped optimizing. They removed 300 plus lines of code that existed purely to manage token usage, the prompt caching, the compression logic, the monitoring dashboards, all gone, because the optimization wasn't improving the product. It was managing anxiety. And once the anxiety was gone, the product got simpler and better. This is the good stuff, because it's not really about pricing models, it's about cognitive overhead. Every line of code you write to manage costs is a line of code you're not writing for users. Every dashboard you check is time you're not spending on features. Every decision you make because of billing is a decision shaped by someone else's business model. Flat rate didn't just save money, it freed up headspace. And headspace, that's the real limited resource. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. Markets are splitting. The AI agent world isn't one market, it's two, maybe more. And the founders who win are the ones who see the splits early and pick a side. Infrastructure is consolidating. The same companies funding AI labs are selling them compute. That's not partnership, that's vertical integration. And if you're building on someone else's stack, you need to know where the power sits. And constraint is underrated. Smaller context windows force better design. Flat rate pricing removes cognitive overhead. Sometimes the answer isn't more, it's less. But better. Something to think about on the commute home. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.